It's the last Monday in July 2019, and we are in Morpeth, and we're in the home base in the UK, at least, of Pharmanord Nutritional Supplements, that wonderful august company, and we're about to speak to the awesomely talented Rasmus Henriksen. Rasmus, good to speak with you.
Nice to speak to you, Alex. Nice to see you.
Looking good as ever, but then, as I always say, Rasmus, any employee of, or indeed any person who's part of the Pharmanord family, it's kind of like a standard part of the contract, really. You have to be on top form, really, because of the efficaciousness of the product.
Well, that's right. I think it's an obligation to be healthy, and taking the products keeps us nice and healthy and happy. So, yeah, thank you.
So, over the last 365 days or so, since we were last actually up here, have systems been going on particularly well? Have they been positive? Is there a sense that with our regular Dennis the chemist slots, etc., that people are getting the message that actually nutritional supplements are very good for you, they're very important, as long as they're the right kind of nutritional supplement and the right brand?
It's been a fascinating development, not just this year. This year's gone faster than before, but the last 5 years, I'd say, there's been a big shift in people's understanding of the need to take care of their own health. We luckily we live in the UK where we've got a wonderful NHS which deals with us when we have emergencies, but our day to day people are starting to realise how important our diet is to looking after ourselves and the small changes that we can make in our lives to get to the best of our health. And I was reading a thing the other day which was interesting. After cosmetics, vitamins and minerals are the biggest growth area in sales, in consumer sales. And that's because people are spending a lot of time looking at their health after they've done their YouTube videos or Instagram for cosmetics. Then they start to realize there's small things we can do to make big changes. The big challenge we've got now is there's an influx of poor quality, gimmicky or maybe even placebo supplements coming in, which are being manufactured in China or manufactured in India. And they just get over-labeled here in the UK as if it's a UK product. But there's no care taken to check what's actually in them, check the efficacy of them, check that they contain what they say on the label. So that's a real worry. And that's before you start talking about the miracle cures that get sold through the internet. It's a massive growth area, but the message of making sure that the type of vitamins people take, the type of supplements people might take, are actually researched and have got good documentation. That's the challenge we've got now.
They say, of course, that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and that might well be the case, but certainly when you're dealing with people's health, people's well-being and so on, and it's fair to say one of the reasons why Pharmanord has always stood above the rest on this basis is because you were formed in Denmark, where it's a legal requirement, a mandate, that what you say you're producing is exactly what is being produced.
There's that side of it, which is true, and also the vitamins and minerals we produce have a physiological effect. They have a physical effect on our body, and because of that, 80% of everything we sell is a licensed medicine in at least one country in Europe, and so for that reason we get inspected by all of the European medical agencies to make sure that what we produce is the standard that we say we do.
I certainly have to say that over the years, I think we're into almost the 15 or 16 years since we've been partnered up with Pharmanord, and I find that the coenzyme Q10, the pycnogenol, the selenium plus zinc, even the bioglucocontrol all do the business. They all keep the level of energy, the level of quality of life. It's more than just prevention being better than cure. It's actually a case of actually ensuring that, yeah, don't stress out the NHS by dealing with products and items that actually you could sort yourself out if you just, not self-medicated, just took a notion of what nutritional supplements are actually out there.
And it's an interesting area now as well, because there's actually, we don't believe that people need to take very many supplements. There's a lot of, again, these miracle cures, this is going to make you thin very quickly, or this is going to make you super happy, or give you lots of energy, which don't actually work, these herbal remedies which people are bringing in. But there are a few key nutrients that if you don't give your body the nutrients it needs, it doesn't have the building blocks to do what it can do. I had an accident this week where I damaged my hand. And it's amazing how the body can repair itself if it has the basic building blocks to repair itself, and that's what we think is the key to nutrition. So we don't really do a big range, and we don't recommend that people take lots and lots of different weird and wonderful substances. But just make sure you get the basics, and that's important. And that's what we really focus on, and that's what we do the research on. And as we get older, that's where we become more likely to become deficient, or maybe have a problem with an enzyme to make a second thing, so like the coenzyme Q10. And that's why we see so much benefit with the Q10. This year we've seen a lot of research with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, which is very interesting with the link as also between diabetes and heart disease, and Q10 seems to be having fantastic effects in all of those. So we're working closely with some of the organizations which work with these patient groups to make sure that they have the information.
And it's worth noting as well, of course, that there may be folk listening to this saying, oh yes, Q10, isn't that something you put in skin cream? Well, yes, you can also have a toothpaste, which is a Q10 scenario, but this is effectively the coenzyme Q10, which I think was explained to me back in the day by your father, of course, the wonderful Bent Henriksen, that it's kind of like the spark plug of the individual cell. It kind of provides that spark that we actually all need to ensure that, as Dennis the chemist would actually say, in the steps of adenosine triphosphate, as one of those molecules is broken down, energy is released. I think that's about as complex as we'll get technically on this particular podcast.
It's probably as technical as we need to get now, but absolutely, I think it's the thing that gives us vitality back to our lives. So that move from, instead of a stimulant like what might be caffeine or Red Bull or whatever it might be, this is a much more long-term, so you actually sleep better when you have a good Q10 levels, because you're metabolizing your energy better through the day. You wake up with more skip in your step, of whatever you want to call it. But you just go about your day-to-day activity more effectively. And you mentioned the glucose control as well, and that's another thing that I think affects people's energy levels, because when we get that sugar crash, we get brain fog, I call it, maybe 11 o'clock in the morning. So I'm just nipping out for a Kit Kat. Does anybody want anything?
Do they not realise sugar is the new nicotine? Our strapline for many a podcast.
Is that right? So absolutely. And sugar, it's more addictive than nicotine, more addictive than alcohol, more addictive than heroin, some say. And the worst thing is you can't go a day without consuming sugar or carbohydrate. It's one of the most important nutrients, and yet it causes all these problems. And
Yes, I must admit, I've never quite forgiven Disney for actually having Mary Poppins give a spoonful of sugar. No, you'll have type 2 diabetes before you know where you are with that. Step away from that. Use bioglucose control instead.
But I think the general population is getting more familiar with the fact that sugar is causing these problems. But then it's a real struggle to control it when you go past Greg's and you...
And again, when we think about the challenges we had with nicotine, which literally over a generation has moved from being a socially acceptable addiction to something which is almost seen as a pariah. Now, I'm not saying we need to start working through the process of fat shaming and so on, otherwise I'd be the first to deal with all sorts of other challenges on that basis. But it is important for general health, for well-being, for fitness, etc. You don't need to actually work through that, but if you need to wean yourself off it, then you need to have, as you've rightly said, something like bioglucose control, which can effectively act as not an appetite suppressant, but it does effectively sort of prevent you from going down the lines of saying, oh, I must have that, as you said, confectionery.
I always try to avoid going to the supermarket when I'm hungry, because I make the wrong food choices. And that's very similar to when you have that sugar crash. That's when you reach for the food you shouldn't eat. I think most of us, pretty much all of us, know what we ought to eat. The difficult thing is making the right choice when we get to that hungry moment, and having the right food available to us. And the supermarkets provide a lot of options which aren't necessarily the best options, and it's sometimes quite difficult to see through the forest and find
that's what marketeers are actually all about. They're actually promoting that side of things to work through that. I think it was Edward LeMay who back in the day, and the founding father of public relations as we know it at present, he managed to sort of draw the link between the women's suffragette movement and cigarette smoking, on the grounds of saying, well, if women want to be equal, then they must smoke cigarettes, and why not you smoke this brand of cigarettes? Not a good idea.
I hadn't heard that one before, but yes, it's marketers creating a need. And that's what I think has happened there. But the options are still there to eat healthily. In fact, there's lots of options out there now. And we do know what we ought to eat, but it's difficult to make those decisions. So the glucose control helps people to control those cravings and make the right choices. And you mentioned the the idea of fat shaming, and it's absolutely not about that. It's about being just healthy and healthy within oneself and happy with the food choices we make, and that's what we want to do.
Again, absolutely awesome. Reminder that pharmanord.co.uk is the best place to go to. I've avoided Rasmus for obvious reasons, talking about Rafa Benitez or indeed Steve Bruce, because who knows where that's going to lead. But it might end in happiness. I'm still maintaining that slight optimism. It might end in happiness.
I'm not sure this would be the moment that I would choose to be a Newcastle United supporter. But as that's been inflicted on me, then I'll enjoy the ride as it goes.
We've moved on from the joys of Rasmus, and we're now about to speak to the Northern Ireland legend, whose name, of course, is...
Francis Brogan.
Exactly, the wonderful, legendary Frankie Brogan. And your official title within the PharmaNord organisation is...
Senior Nutritionist.
And clearly, from that perspective, it's one of those scenarios where, in terms of the efficacy, a word we've used several times already in this little recording, is really at the heart of quality, whether it's pycnogenol, whether it's selenium, whether it's magnesium, whether it's coenzyme Q10, any of those key things, many of which I use myself, are key to the whole notion of the quality of the product.
Why do you think people take supplements, or why should they take supplements?
Excellent question, and I hopefully will come up with three possible answers. Number one, because actually the quality or lack of quality in the foods that we already have processed for us and hyper-processed for us and lost, we don't have the quality that's actually in there. Selenium, for instance, we have the lowest levels of selenium in the British Isles, I think in the world, let alone sort of within Europe and so on. And possibly, I say number two and number three, in our hyper-busy, multi-talented, multifaceted world that we actually leave today, people often don't have time to actually really start thinking about the right kinds of food, etc. So food supplements can actually help enhance our quality of health, life, and experience. But that's just my dime store answer.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's a well-thought-out answer, but I'll bring it back and just make it quite simple. Why would you take supplements? Why would you need to take supplements? The real answer should be because they work. So that's all about efficacy. I use the acronym BEST to describe how to make sure a supplement actually works. B for bioavailability, the ability for the supplement to actually get to the site of physiological activity. So absorption, basically. Oftentimes you just assume that a supplement will absorb, but a lot of what we do is to ensure that it actually does absorb through the gut and into the bloodstream, but actually to the point where it will actually work. E is for evidence-based, so we're an evidence-based company. We sometimes have been criticized for not having a wide range of these new fatty supplements, but we focus on where the evidence is, and that guides us as a principle, which has never let us down. So the range that we do have is based in a lot of clinical evidence. S for standards, we're pharmaceutical inspired in terms of our quality assurance. And T is definitely for trust, because we are trusted because of those three things. But thinking about those aspects, to ensure a supplement actually works, it's not as easy as getting the raw material and putting it on the shelf.
Another way in which you went from that former Northern Ireland legend and, of course, Manchester United player, George Best, to a wonderful acronym for BEST, which I think we'll sort of use writ large throughout the whole thing. I'm sure if he's looking down on us from above, he'd probably say, yes, go, Frankie, go. That's the important thing. So is that message getting through, Frankie? Because every so often one sees signs that, yes, people do appreciate this, there's an importance of that, and then every so often you have almost a kind of sharp veer to the left or the right, and people say, oh, it's no good, there's no point at all in taking food supplements, they're hopeless.
Generally, no, the message isn't getting through. So that's a lot of our work here. More people are being aware that a supplement needs to have evidence. Sure, that's fair enough, but the concept of bioavailability is entirely alien. Oftentimes a criticism of cheap supplements will be, well, I'll just pee that out. That's an example of something that doesn't absorb well, but that actually applies to more supplements than you might think. But the message is not getting through, and that's why a lot of very cheap, very basic supermarket brand supplements are selling.
And it's one of the reasons why, actually, in an attempt to hopefully counteract that, we're here today. It's one of the reasons we have been for the last 15 years. We'll continue to actually work through that to ensure that people listening to these podcasts will actually at least take a moment to actually think and reflect on the importance of ensuring you're selecting something like Pharma-Nord, which is, via the Danish government, actually legally required to actually produce exactly what it says it's providing. As we sort of head through the whole sort of system, just share with us a little bit about your own background. I mean, we did this thing last year, Frank. But I think it's worthwhile just taking us on your own little life journey to obviously this wonderful place in Morpeth, where currently, I say you're in the midst of a building site, but at least oasis, the Pharma-Nord building is still actually fully fledged here before lots of other things are happening around us.
Yeah, I mean, we're presently being overtaken by a brand new primary school, so I suppose education's important. So apparently it was going to be a McDonald's. So, definitely. Well,
thank goodness it's not both, otherwise we're going to have a nightmare on our hands for the next generation still.
Crikey, yeah. About me, my undergrad was in food quality, safety and nutrition. So that was in Queen's University, Belfast. It was a really good course, but it was a bit diverse. So we learned a little bit about industry, supplements, a little bit about nutrition and dietetics. And then from that, I was working in health food stores for a while until I did my master's degree. I did that in human nutrition and dietetics, and that was in University of Ulster in Coleraine. So it was a fantastic university. A lot of the researchers are leaders in their field, such as B vitamin research, for instance. And then I took a little break to live in America, as you do. Got to see how the other half live, and it's the land of plenty.
Interesting lines. I suspect there are parts of America we could go to where it would be anything but the land of plenty, but I know where you're coming from.
I would say, if it was to summarize it, it's the land of choice. Going into the local supermarket, there's all of these fantastic, really bad for you food items, all different types of Twinkies and Pop-Tarts, but also the massive range of healthy items. It's staggering. So it's definitely the land of choice. We have that here as well, but maybe to a lesser degree.
Let's look to the future. Frankie, where do you actually see things going and developing as far as food science is actually concerned and nutritional supplements?
That's a really good question. With supplementation, you'll have a lot of research companies constantly and trying to find new substances which will generate a health benefit that would really fit the demands of the populace. I'm thinking weight loss, I'm thinking nootropics, which are a range of supplements to affect mental health. Of course, athletic performance will constantly be, sports nutrition is a constantly evolving field. But what I'm often finding is that the fundamentals are always being fallen back on. What I mean by that is just this afternoon I was reading more in depth about the study that you may have seen in the news about vitamin D halting diabetes. That's an example. Like, the fundamental vitamins and minerals have a lot more of their story to be told. We're finding out more and more about what they actually do and how they work together. Using vitamin D as an example, if you don't have enough magnesium, your vitamin D is ineffective. A lot of people don't know that. If you're taking a lot of vitamin D, you should be taking K2. To make sure that the calcium you absorb goes to the right places. A lot of people didn't know that. So it's a story that's constantly being told, and I think fundamentals will always be there for a reason. But along the way, we may find substances which offer a really good therapeutic effect.
It's interesting you raise magnesium there, because I know Dennis Gore shared with us a few stories over the last year or so, and from my own point of view, that actually if you are suffering from migraine, whichever you pronounce it, that magnesium can actually help and assist that and actually alleviate the symptoms of that. And what you've just described suggests that actually things like that, it's all down to the nutrition. Probably even you can actually take another leap in terms of Alzheimer's. I think there are also sort of various studies that actually show that even that can be reduced or markedly impacted by, you know, good nutrition.
Yeah, I mean, well, just to echo you there with magnesium, it is another fundamental, and the effects of it are fantastic in terms of mental health, anti-anxiety. Lots of studies show that magnesium supplements can have the same clinical endpoints as anti-anxiety medication without the side effects. So certainly that's, beyond just migraines and And stress and anxiety. You can have sleep and you can have muscle function.
Really allowing the body to heal itself, which at the end of the day is what it does.
Yeah, I mean, it's necessary for, it's estimated 600 different enzymes and their subsequent reactions. It does a lot of stuff, basically. But yeah, beyond that, in terms of dementia and Alzheimer's, an active area of research, nothing proven at the moment, but there's lots of theories like B6, B12, and folic acid. They contribute to the metabolism of homocysteine. Homocysteine would be a protein that basically is associated with development of Alzheimer's. But again, that's a product of research. Yeah.
Things to come, obviously, things to come as far as that's concerned. Mm-hmm. Frankie, it's been awesome sharing some thoughts with your good self today, certainly in terms of where we're heading. I can certainly see that, yes, maybe a more regular sort of series of Frankie vignettes, basically, could actually have value. But for the moment, many thanks indeed. I think I talked about this beforehand, but I know there's a strong Newcastle United supporting group in the organisation. Do you follow the game at all yourself?
No, I'm not a massive follower of sports ball. I have heard of it, though.
I think we'll go with that, Frankie.
I'm much more into Dungeons and Dragons and computer games. You're talking to a nerd, Alex.
Listen, we work our way through that. We could go on at length to actually chat about the very similitude of Game of Thrones. And were you one of those people who were trying desperately to say, let's raise some money to actually get them to reshoot the ending?
Absolutely not. You have to accept your fate, including Daenerys.
And so we come to the third in our wonderful trilogy of fine folk from the PharmaNord company, and we're delighted now to speak to the wonderful
Elaine Fullerton.
Elaine, share with us your official line and role within PharmaNord Nutritional Supplements and PharmaNord.co.uk.
Yes, I am the e-commerce manager, and I'm fairly new at the position. I've been here getting on just over 2 months. And my background is in e-commerce, digital marketing, and I spent the last 25 years in Silicon Valley practicing digital marketing in all its wonderful glory.
Absolutely. Well, certainly many of our Los Angeles correspondents, and I think about Phil Learness and Dean Hagland, of course, and a whole heap of other folk, will regularly sort of chatting about that important and significant part. And at least the good thing, of course, Elaine, being in Morpeth, you don't have to worry about the San Andreas Fault again.
Exactly right. There's no San Andreas here.
No, exactly. So all's good with that. The product, I've often said, sells itself, but perhaps that's a little bit of a conceit, really, because we live in a world where globally the message still needs to get out there. I've just been speaking to Frankie, and he was saying that actually somehow we know that nutritional supplements of the quality that PharmaNord produce are important. Mm-hmm. But actually getting that message out there, it's almost a bit like Sisyphus having to push the rock up the hill backwards, really. But it needs to be said.
Yes, I think there's a lot of things that people don't know about our products and how they're produced, and there's a lot of information that's out there, and there's a lot of it that's not necessarily true. So it's how do we differentiate ourselves in the marketplace, and how do we promote our unique selling points?
Which is actually the fact that they work, and they work extremely well. So that's always right. One way for that point of view. There are lots and lots. I think we're well into 400 or 500 podcasts. Certainly, I think we're approaching our 4,000th podcast from Southside Broadcasting that are available for download, etc. Exciting news, of course. These might hopefully, some of them in some instances, become available through pharmanord.co.uk as well.
Yes, we're excited. We're currently working on redesigning our website. And one particular area that I care very much about is really the customer successes and really getting the message across about all these customers that we have who have used our products for many, many years and have some wonderful stories to share about how they're making a difference in their lives. We also have lots of wonderful stories from our trade partners, and we want to share them. And so we want to have a central repository of information where, okay, I'm looking to buy Q10, or here's several people who have actually used Q10 over months or years or weeks, and this is the difference they've seen in terms of life changing. You know, I can walk now, I can play golf, and lots
do
of
radio interviews,
stories.
All sorts of things.
Yeah, exactly. So
well, it's looking good, and I'm sure that Farm and Order will be in safe hands with respect to your e-commerce skills and developments, etc. If I was to ask you, let's dial down the line, say 10 months from now, what would your anticipated goals be?
A big goal of mine is really to take our focus and kind of redirect it more towards what problems are we solving for our customers. And so instead of pitching vitamin D in magnesium and Q10, we really want to turn that around and go, okay, what ailments, what are your reasons for taking supplements, and approaching our business a little bit more from a customer angle than a product angle.
And finally, I've got to ask the question, moving from Silicon Valley, obviously, to the sometimes probably equal high temperatures of Northumbria, not today perhaps, any reason, was it something you felt it's time to actually go to Britain? Britain needs me.
Yes, I'm originally from Bedlington, Northumberland. And I've been in the States 25 years. And
somebody had to civilize them. Sorry.
Yeah. And it was a combination of my mother's health. I wanted my daughter to have a English education and be more English in her
culture. Another valley
girl. Yeah, exactly. So those were key. And I was ready to come home too. Yeah.
Well, delightful to spend some time chatting with you today, Elaine, and hopefully again we'll speak again very soon.
Thank you very much.